Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody, it's that time again for Success of Bees. We've got your recipe for success in business and living, and I'm your host, Lori Wilk. My guest today is very special. I'll be introducing to you Lee Miltier, who is an internationally known and celebrated best-selling author. She's an award-winning professional speaker, TV personality, entrepreneur, visionary, and intuitive business mentor. Lee is one of those rare souls who lives and thrives in both the business world and the metaphysical world. Lee has been has been a Reiki healer, shaman, and runs a metaphysical mystery school where she teaches students how to manifest on levels that the mainstream education of business schools just cannot teach. She's been featured on PBS and many other networks throughout the U.S. and Canada. Wow, I can go on with her books, including Success is an Inside Job and Spiritual Power Tools. But today we're going to be talking about her latest book, Reclaim the Magic, The Real Secrets to Manifesting Anything You Want. So welcome to Success of Bees, Lee.
Thank you so much. I'm delighted to be here.
Well, it's great to have you with us. Help us a little bit understand what you mean by being able to reclaim the magic.
Well, the truth is most of us have been programmed since birth to access information externally. And the real magic is our intuition and our connection to source and our ability to really manifest whatever we want. We're extremely powerful beings, and yet our programming from society and the media is all about giving our power away, not actually utilizing our power. So when I wrote Reclaim the Magic, I really wrote it because I wanted to share my story of how I had come from a really poor, abused child into being able to create what the bio you just read, and that I didn't have help from other people, I didn't have connections, I didn't have any money, and that I really was able to create that because there's this magic attraction thing that we have within us. And so Reclaim the Magic, The Real Secrets to Manifesting Anything You Want, is really about taking your own power back, living your life with a purpose, and connecting with something that's so much more powerful than you. You know, most people think that their power is external. Most people think that they have to force into the world what they want. But the truth is you can attract what you want if you just know all the secret sauces, so to speak, on how to do that.
Oh, I just can't wait to read this book. I'm so excited. So share with us, who is this book being written for?
This book is for anybody who has realized that the things you used to do to manifest aren't really working anymore, that your life has become a to-do list and you're exhausted from trying to do everything yourself, that you don't feel like you're in control and that you're living in fear, doubt, confusion, and frustration, and that literally you're just not getting the answers from the world that you truly want. So this book is really about how to access that deep part of you, that knowing part of you that knows how to manifest easily and effortlessly, but your self-image is holding you back right now.
Wow, it sounds like everybody needs to stand up and get right out there and buy that book. And I know we're celebrating today, but really magically, the official global launch is May 14th. So anybody listening today, we really want you to join us forward on being able to get that book on May 14th. Share with us some of the things that we might want to understand or know about the topic of energy, because it's a mystery for most of us.
Okay, well, you know, it really is a mystery, and it's kind of crazy because this is how we manifest. There are five kinds of energy. There is mental, physical, emotional, spiritual, and financial. And the truth is your control or your lack of control of these energies actually determine your success and happiness and what you're able to manifest not only in your business but your personal life. And what I teach is what I call the art of deliberate creation, which makes you consciously aware of the physical control and how to optimize your choices. For example, your physical energy is, of course, your physical being, and it's your greatest gift. Mentally, most people don't realize they think that their thoughts are powerless, but your thoughts are very powerful. They're real. They're true. And we're self-fulfilling prophecies. So if you want more money in life, you literally have to think that you're worthy and you value yourself. There's also spiritual energy, which, by the way, only most people use 1% of their physical, their spiritual energy. There's literally 99% more spiritual energy to utilize. You have helpers in the world and in the invisible realm to help you be safe, have a fantastic life, have money come to you, really manifest things that you're willing to focus your mental, physical, emotional, spiritual, and financial energy towards. So it's a real important thing that we pay attention to, you know, what we're thinking every day, what physical actions are we using towards what we want in life, you know, our spiritual energy. Our emotional energy is also very important because since we're self-fulfilling prophecies, if we have pity parties for ourselves, we're actually attracting more bad things to ourselves. So what I help people in the book do is really clean up how they utilize the energy around them, because it's like money. And you only have so much money and time per day. And you've got to use all of your physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, and financial energy in a way that leads you to the place you want to be that's uniquely yours on life. And you were born with this energy, but our school system, our church system, our parents didn't know about this energy. And this is universal wisdom that I've been studying for many years. And it's allowed me to go from poor to extremely successful and very financially secure. So I love sharing this information with people because not only will it change your life, but if you have kids or people around you, you will become a totally different role model and a true manifester instead of just a victim of life.
I love that. And for anybody just tuning in, we're talking to Lee Miltier. We're talking about her book that's coming out. You can get that on Amazon. But we're really celebrating May 14th, Reclaim the Magic, the Real Secrets to Manifesting Anything You Want. I'm so excited. And we will put a link here on the site to reclaimthemagic.com so that you can check out everything there for you. I like what you were saying about all these different realms of energy, mental, physical, spiritual, emotional, and financial. And it just sounds like, though, that there's so much. And it just almost seems like there's too much for one person to do. Do you take all this work in layers, or how do we go about moving in this direction? And of course, we don't want to give away all the secrets of the book, but help us a little bit understand.
Okay, well, just on an average day, just, you know, you can relax. And in the book, I do step by step. There's like a chapter on each one. And I do tell everybody, you know, the first and most important thing about understanding energy is just to be aware of it. You know, just to start to pay attention to the energy in your body, to pay attention to the energy of others. You know, the universe is constantly giving us hints on come this way, don't go that way. But it means paying attention and being very conscious. So, for example, with your financial energy, you know, what is your self-talk? Are your things like, my mother used to say, which drove me crazy, if my ship comes in, I'll be at the bus station. And
wow.
She thought that was funny, but you and I both know that what she was really doing was rerouting any good luck or any money that would come her way to somewhere else. Because the universe takes you literally. We're very powerful. In the book, I talk about that each and every one of us is a king or a queen, and that you literally have to claim, for instance, as a woman, the queen within you and value yourself. Because so often women in particularly don't value what they do. They don't ask for the money they deserve. They take less. And when you learn to really claim who you truly are and this magnificent manifester that you really are, then you recognize opportunities more. Your subconscious starts to pay attention to things more. It's really all about programming, and the brain is your master programmer. And what we have to do is take our power back from our childhood misinformation, often by very well-meaning people who told us that we were victims or that all of our power was outside of ourselves, where nothing could be further from the truth. Our power, we are self-fulfilling prophecies. What you believe about yourself comes true. For example, many years ago, I've been a speaker, but when I decided that I deserve to go first class, you know, then all kinds of fights came up in my mind about, oh, look how much more money it costs, and who am I to ask my clients to pay for first class, and things like that. But when I accepted that I am the queen, and no one is going to take care of me in this lifetime but really me, that if I don't give myself permission to literally love myself and value myself enough to ask for what I want. That doesn't mean I'll always get it, but man, are you ticked off with yourself when you don't ask for what you want and then don't get anywhere near what you want. So the whole book, Reclaim Your Magic, is really about people stepping up to the plate, recognizing that there's more to life than they've been told. I give you in detail in the book all the steps, how to use your mental, physical, emotional, spiritual, and financial energy. I share with you some really big secrets about rituals and how important they are, and success rituals and money rituals. I particularly talk about prayers and which ones are powerful. I even have a prayer in there called the Truth Serum, about how if people are talking to you, that you can invoke a truth serum so people tell you the truth. Because when we're making decisions in life, there's so much falsehood in the world, and it's very hard to discern that sometimes. So my book is about claiming your power, claiming your joy in life. Have more fun. Stop feeling like, you know, you're a victim and that life is one big to-do list, and that, you know, tomorrow is just going to be worse than today and you're going to just get taken advantage of. When you learn to use your intuition, when you focus your energy and not shotgun your energy. Most people waste their energy trying to do too many things, get distracted by shiny objects, never really focus on what they want because they never give themselves permission to believe they can actually have it. And I'm here to say I am living proof that if anybody can do this and I can do it, you can do it. So Reclaim the Magic. You can get it on Amazon. I'm very proud of it. This is my 11th book. I have been writing for a very long time, and I specialize in helping people move past any and all blockage to really do what they want in life, because life is this delicious adventure if you know how to play the game right.
Well, you see me smiling all the way through the phone and on this interview, and it's just been really a great time here with Lee Miltier. And when I get home, I have the crown waiting on my bedroom dresser with all the
lights.
I put on my, and I've decided I'm kind of the princess and not the queen. And it just kind of feels more like the Disney environment I hung out in a while to be the princess. So I'm so inspired by you. And once people get into this book and they're reading it, you also have other programs that people can participate with. And I know we only have a little bit more than a minute or so, but can you just give people a glimpse into what else they can have in working with you beyond Reclaim Magically?
Yes, and if you want to know about it, it's reclaimthemagic.com. And if you go there, you'll get on our mailing list. And we have I have a video series coming out about, it's called Spiritual Solutions to Everyday Problems. And I also have a mystery school, and it is a mystery school for success and wealth. And it's not the esoterical kind of mystery school that, you know, I hear what you're saying, but I have no idea what you're saying. It's not one of those mystery schools. It's a very grounded, on earth, practical mystery school of how you can take your power and focus it in such a way that you manifest. And when people come to my classes and go to mystery school, they energetically shift, and the people are so attracted to them because there's a light. It's almost like what we do in mystery school is we let the light that's in you out. We give you permission to just really blossom and shine and be the light worker that you were born to be. And so when you come to my mystery school, you'll know more about light workers, but we're different from every this regular humans. We are here to bring light and consciousness to Earth, and I hope you will, if this feels attractive to you, I hope you will come play with us and regain your true power.
Wow. I'm so happy and so honored that we have been here with Lee Miltier. Looking forward to all of you getting your copy of Reclaim the Magic, The Real Secrets to Manifesting Anything You Want. Lee, you've been an amazing guest. Please come back to Success at Ease.
I would love to. Please just let us know when.
I love it. Until we get together again, everybody, be safe and be successful. Goodbye for now. Thanks, Lee.
Thank you so much.
All right. Bye.